We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 45, the chapter entitled The Atrocities of King Kamsa, text number 44. Sandishya Sadhu Lokasya Kadane kadan priyan kamarupa dharandikshu danavan grihan avisat. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: these demons, the followers of Kamsa, were expert at persecuting others, especially the Vaishnavas, and could assume any form they desire. After giving these demons permission to go everywhere and persecute the saintly persons, Kamsa entered his palace. There is no purport, so we'll read next shloka.
तेवायरज प्रकृतयस तमसा मूधा चेतसा सतां विद्वेषं नाचेरुर आरादागता मृत्युवा.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Surcharged with passion and ignorance and not knowing what was good or bad for them, the asuras, for whom impending death was waiting, began the persecution of the saintly persons. Purport: as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.13, Dehi nosmin yatha dehe komaram yavanam jaram tatha dehantaram praptim dhirastatra namuyate. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Irresponsible persons surcharged with passion and ignorance foolishly do things that are not to be done. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma. But one who should know the results of the irresponsible actions, as explained in the next verse. The next verse, the translation, because it is ending the chapter. The shloka goes like this: Ayushriya yaso dharmam lokan ashishayevacha hanti sreyamsi sarvani pumso mahad atikrama. Translation: my dear king, when a man persecutes great souls, all his benedictions of longevity, beauty, fame, religion, blessings and promotion to higher planets will be destroyed.
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from one of the shlokas from 10th canto, where we find that demons are quite aggressive and the Lord has taken his birth. He is transferred to the land of Gokul, and Kamsa, his first reaction was that he wanted to release Vasudeva and Devaki, but then later on we know that he associated with his ministers, which were motivated to destroy Krishna, So they advised him, ill advised, and ultimately Kamsa decided that he wanted to kill not only Krishna but all the children which were took birth in last 10 days. So here Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing that how people in this age of Kali are directed by passion and ignorance, and they many times do crazy activities thinking that there is no reaction for such activities. And we find today people are covered by passion and ignorance completely. And as the time passes, the effect of passion and ignorance is increasing. But nonetheless, ultimately, the victory will always be of devotees. We find in all pastime that devotees are always protected and demons are destroyed. Howsoever they look powerful. For example, Hiranyakashipu was so powerful, and Prahlad in front of him was insignificant compared to Hiranyakashipu. And in spite of his lot of strength, lot of power, he could not destroy Prahlad Maharaj. Although he was a very soft, tender child. So similarly, we find that many times demons are very powerful. And we find that how is it possible that we can pursue Krishna consciousness in such an environment? But although material energy is very powerful, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Devi Esha Gunmai Mama Maya Duratya. And my this material energy is very powerful to overcome. But compared to that, Krishna consciousness is definitely infinite time more powerful, because we are worshipping the Supreme Lord Krishna. For example, somebody is in ignorance, darkness. And howsoever the darkness may be there, but as soon as there is an appearance of sun, naturally the darkness will vanish. It may look very dark, but when the sun comes, it is light. So although in darkness, a person may feel that how this all darkness can be dissipated? What is the way out? Only way out is that when sun rises on its own accord. And similarly, when the rise of Krishna or Krishna's movement takes place, then automatically the darkness in everyone's heart is removed. That is a potency of Krishna consciousness movement. And here, Kamsa is doing atrocities, thinking that I cannot be checked by anyone. He killed the babies of Devaki. He entered so many. He killed 6 babies of Devaki. 7th one was transferred in the womb of Rohini Devi, and Krishna he could not touch. And whenever he would hit the babies on the wall, the blood will come and there will be mark on the wall. And he would be laughing. I am successful. And he would hit second hit, third hit, and so forth. And in his heart he is thinking, I am so successful, nobody can check me. But he finds that with each hit, he was reducing his own life. He was shortening his own life. And ultimately Krishna is just in soon, some years only, Kamsa was so powerful, was destroyed. So demons many times are so powerful, but just matter of time, they will be completely vanished. Because Krishna is in full control of the situation. When Pandavas are harassed by Kauravas, and Kauravas are happy, success, thinking that we are successful. But for Krishna, actually, he has already decided that they all will be destroyed. Before the battle itself, when Kauravas and Pandavas are about to fight, so Krishna already decided that all Kauravas will be destroyed. And before the starting of the battle itself, Krishna showed his form to Arjuna, Virat Rupa. And in Virat Rupa, he shown the form, and in the form he shown that all the Kauravas had been destroyed. It was match fixing, you can say. Before the match started, Krishna already decided it is going to happen like this. So although sometimes people think we are very powerful and we can control the situation and we can act in any way and we cannot be checked, it may appear so, but it is not the fact. Lord is a perfect controller, and nobody can escape the laws of the Lord. Here, many times people say that earlier times we should actually respect people like Ravana, Duryodhana, because due to that, actually, they were so powerful demon, and due to that, pastime happened. But today also, people are as demoniac as Kamsa, Ravana or Duryodhana. Only they don't have power to exhibit their demonic tendency in that way. If suppose they are given power, physical strength or power, they will show exactly or maybe more than that their demonic propensity. Here Kamsa is ordering, in the influence of bad association, he is suggesting his followers to kill the children who has taken birth in 10 days, and everyone is excited to do that activity. But today we find that people who are not even born, who not even seen few days also, they have been killed in the womb itself. So many times people say that they are so powerful demon, but actually people are also as or more demoniac than at that time, because the effect of tamoguna and rajoguna is much more, and people are acting in that own pursuit, and they many times try to kill Krishna or his movement. But spiritual energy is always powerful than material energy. Material energy cannot check spiritual energy, because spiritual energy is always infinite times more powerful than material energy. And since devotees have taken shelter of the spiritual energy, it may appear sometimes that they may not be successful, but ultimately they'll be successful, 100%. When Prabhupada went to the Western world, many devotees suggested that ISKCON is just meant for India only. But Prabhupada had faith that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, Tuthvite Acharite Nagradigram, Sarvatra Hoibe Prachar Moronam. So he knew from his heart that this is not just for India, it is for everyone. And with this faith he went, and he find that it was a legend. He could transform so many people's life by the mercy of the Lord. And many times people who try to challenge ISKCON or try to kill ISKCON or Krishna or his any activity, it again falls back on them. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, there is one incident where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the Buddhist teachers and followers. So Buddhist teachers, they were very proud of their learning. And Mahaprabhu met them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they had a debate. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as powerful person, supreme intelligent person, he defeated Buddhist teachers. And when somebody is defeated, he is humiliated. So they were not happy. So they were making a plot to destroy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also destroy his purity. So they brought some food, which is untouchable food, in a big plate, and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is Mahaprasad of the Lord. And just before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take it, a large bird came. A huge bird came and took the big plate of that untouchable food and just flew upstairs. And when he was flying up, the bird released the plate. And that plate was hit on the main teacher, Buddhist teacher. And it was a deep cut on his head. And he fell unconscious, motionless on the ground. And all his followers were surprised. What is this happening? We wanted to harm Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and here our teacher is unconscious. And they ultimately were humble and they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Please do something. He's our teacher. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, all of them, that you chant the names of Hari, Krishna and Ram in his ears. And these followers went to the teacher's ears, who was unconscious. And they loudly started to chant, Krishna, Ram, Hari. And soon the teacher came to consciousness. And he also started to chant, Krishna, Nam, Hari, was in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. So although they were trying to go against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but ultimately the plate fell on them and they were defeated. And very uniquely, Prabhupada mentions in the purport of this particular pastime is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by instructing the disciples of the teachers, told them that you chant name of Hari, Krishna, Ram, and they did it. So actually in that way, they were initiated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is giving them holy name and they are chanting the holy name. And they are disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they went to the teacher, their guru, and chanted in his ears, Krishna, Ram. So actually they give initiation to their own teacher. So that is the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. The teachers were important and the disciples gave them the mantra, and then our teacher got the enlightenment of the spiritual life. So many times people want to fight against Krishna and thinking we can check Krishna or is any of the activity. Krishna, his Bhagavad Gita, his activities are eternal. Nobody can check it. It is Sanatana. People try to stop it, but it is just some temporary phenomena. They cannot check it by any means, because as I mentioned, spiritual energy is all powerful. And truth, as I mentioned, the sun comes out, then naturally darkness cannot remain. And ISKCON is the, or say Krishna consciousness movement, is the only light which gives knowledge, which gives direction. And anything against, we find that people are demons are trying to attack activities of Krishna consciousness movement, they will ultimately be unsuccessful. Another pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Bhattaharis captured Kala Krishna Das and they wanted to attack Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the weapons, and the weapons turned on them only, and some of them were injured, killed, and there were others were running away. So similarly, and even trying to attack Krishna or his activities, ultimately he'll be destroyed. We see so many. Ravana, so powerful. Duryodhana and party. Kaurava, so powerful. Kamsa, so powerful. They all were destroyed. At one point of time, even we find that Ravana was successful in even kidnapping Mother Sita. And he was thinking that I can do anything what I wanted. But the demons ultimately will be destroyed. And here Prabhupada writes that due to their sinful activities, especially harassing the devotees or torturing the devotees or prosecuting devotees, they rapidly reduce their... Prabhupada writes that, my dear king, when a man persecutes great souls, all his benedictions for longevity, beauty, fame, religion, blessings and promotion to higher planets will be destroyed. We find that today in people in Kali Yuga are short-lived. Their life is decreasing due to sinful activity and mainly unfavorable to devotees. We find that they are hardly any fame they have got. They are infamous and so forth. So if somebody in this world is blessed by devotees, is blessed by the Lord, naturally other things will also be congenial in his life. And somebody doesn't care and just try to act whimsically, then what happens is that he is destroyed completely. Completely. His life tenure is destroyed. His beauty, fame, everything has been destroyed. And people today doesn't have any conceptions of higher planetary system also. Earlier time, people would be doing karma kand at least to go to higher planetary system where life is better than actually the earthly planet in one way, because there is enjoyment is much more, the misery is relatively less. And today people doesn't have that conception also to go to higher planetary system. And due to that reason, people get involved in so many wrong activities. And intelligent people actually want to take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement or Srila Prabhupada's movement. Yajanti Sumedhasa. Sumedhasa means most intelligent people take to the process of chanting of the holy names. And by this process, actually, we receive the topmost benediction of the spiritual world. Here Srila Prabhupada mentions that about soul remains the same, although the body may vary from boyhood to youth to old age, and then next to the then to next body, but the soul, the person sitting inside, is perfect, is the same person, and it has got connection with the Supreme Lord. And only when he identifies with the body, the whole problem comes. In Bhagavad Gita, the example of this chariot is given, that senses are like horses, the reins are like mind, intelligence is a person driving it, and the soul is a passenger. And in present times, people, they have got uncontrolled mind, and senses are pulling the mind in different directions, and they didn't have any control. Surprisingly, this pastime also starts with Kamsa on the chariot. And he was, according to this analogy, he was on the place of intelligence. And he was perfectly intellectually situated when he was driving Devaki and Vasudev. Then actually he was heard the Akashvani that you are a fool, Kamsa, you can be killed. Then immediately, first step it is that he set aside the reins. And he wanted to kill Devaki. And reins are indicated as mind. The first thing Kamsa did is that he was uncontrolled in mind. And what happened is that he was completely destroyed by that. The first thing happens in person's mind is that they are uncontrolled in their mind. And due to uncontrolled mind, they want to do any activity which are all crazy. Today people do so many crazy activities. Just do it. Or we want to do something which never thought of, nobody has done it. Just do it. And people are involved in all sinful, crazy activities in the name of enjoyment. Especially 31st night is coming, and 31st night is the peak where people are engaged in all this ignorant activities, crazy activities. They are planning since weeks how we can enjoy on 31st night. And so much sense gratification, just one night. So much darkness, lack of knowledge. But then 1st January sun comes and there is light everywhere. So similarly, there is so much darkness in this material world. But when Krishna conscious sun arises, then there is light. Then there is no darkness is there. Similarly, Kamsa was on the chariot. And most, we are on the crossroads. The most important act is that we have to choose the right direction. That is most important activity. Like we always try to want to increase the speed, but we don't care for the direction. People today's time, they don't care for the direction, just increasing the speed. But more important is that our direction is right or wrong. And especially when somebody chooses to be in the association of Vaishnavas, is the best direction. Somebody may walk slow, somebody may walk fast, but actually we are on the right road. We are protected. We are in the Prabhupada's home where everyone can live. So we are happy. And ultimately if somebody is connected, he will definitely perfect his life and go back to the spiritual world. 100%. The most important decision is that we have to keep ourselves in the association of devotees. This is the most important thing we should do. We just some time back visited some place. So very strangely, they were transporting truck from one place to another. And they're transporting in train. So on the train, there are on the shelf, they were kept truck. And the driver is also there. And driver doesn't have to do anything. He's just sitting with the steering and hardly has to do. And the train will track the truck to the destination. Similarly, when we come to ISKCON, or when we come at the lotus feet of great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada, we just have to remain in association of devotees. And we don't have to take our vehicle much here and there. We'll be happily taken to the destination. We are just sitting in a car. Here it is, our body is compared to the vehicle. So we have to just keep vehicle in this particular body of Srila Prabhupada. And this particular vehicle will be taken care of directly to the destination. We'll go directly to the spiritual world perfectly without much endeavor. Otherwise, we have to take same vehicle in the Bombay traffic. Such a chaos. People are, somebody's honking, horn is there. We have to ask people, where is the route? What is the route? Which direction to go? So many problems. So most important decision is, we have to keep ourselves in the association of devotees. And by that, we are assured that we can actually perfect our life and go back to the spiritual world. And spiritual world is a place where we are free from passion, ignorance and other moods. We are completely in association with the Lord, and that is actually real life. Real life where soul is hankering for association of the Supreme Lord. And when a soul gets the association of the Supreme Lord, he is completely satisfied. Till that point, the satisfaction is not there. And there are so many obstacles in the form of Kamsa are there. They are excited. And the main deviation of Kamsa was also that Kamsa actually had faith in his ministers, which were actually polluted in their mind. They have got their own motives. So from whom we seek our advice, seek our, open our heart. Kamsa went and opened his heart to ministers and explained what has happened. And ministers misdirected him. So similarly, it's very important from with whom we open our hearts. And if we open our hearts in front of devotees, then we are guided properly. We are guided properly. And we can have a right choice in our life. And as I mentioned that devotees try to seek blessings from various sources. They are always excited to participate in the activities where they get blessings of Vaishnavas, blessings of spiritual master. And the more the blessings are added, the more they are secure, safe, happy. And contrast to that, in outside world, people are not caring for any blessings. They hurt their parents, they hurt their kith and kins, they hurt everyone, not caring for anyone, and they are just trying to enjoy their own, in their own world. But they are destroyed in many ways. The difference between Arjuna and Duryodhana was that Arjuna was trying to seek blessings from all the people, all the sources. In contrast to that, Duryodhana was trying to take curses of so many people, trying to cheat so many people, take curses from so many, doing politicking. And it's just a matter of time. Duryodhana was destroyed and Arjuna is victorious. So in history, we find many demons like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, which are very, very powerful. But ultimately, they are destroyed. Prabhupada was fighting for Jew property. And one of the person was quite harassing completely, going all out to harass Srila Prabhupada in all the ways. Legal courts and provoking people in the surrounding community against ISKCON, and even sending gundas and all and so forth, and trying to harass devotees in all ways. And devotees at one point of time thought that how is it possible? How is it possible that we can be successful? And Prabhupada kept on fighting. No, we should not give up. And ultimately we find that this person, just due to fighting with a saintly person like Srila Prabhupada, not only was destroyed in that property matter, he actually soon died also. Miserably he died. It is mentioned that he died very miserably. So somebody is trying to harass saintly people very boldly. People are so unintelligent, they want to boldly fight with the saintly people. And what happens is that they are destroyed. Many times we advise them that please don't do it. It's not good. And a person is very bold to do it. And they are destroyed. They don't know how we are destroyed. It's a normal phenomenon, like in, we used to read in a child book that an intelligent man was sitting on a branch and cutting that branch. And somebody came and advised him that if you cut this branch, you will fall down. And he says, not possible. I will not fall down. And ultimately cut the branch and he fell down. So it was not required deep intelligence to know that he will fall down. He was not intelligent to understand it. So similarly, if somebody is against the principles, against devotees especially, then they are affected. Best way is that we should always remain in association of devotees, strive to get as many blessings as possible of the devotees, and these blessings can take us to the topmost perfection. Even the most sinful person, when he comes in association of devotees, their lives are transformed. They are put on a very high platform. Just by that Sangha, Srila Prabhupada went to the Western world and he met so many people and they were not practicing any principle, very degraded. What we do on 31st, they do every time. And such people were there, but they had faith in Prabhupada. They gave their faith to Prabhupada, and due to that reason, they are so much highly respected by everyone. Only hope is by association with pure devotees. If somebody desires to be a pure devotee, so one can be pure devotee only in association of a pure devotee. Without that, it is not possible. Suppose somebody is in darkness and want to search light. So on its own, he cannot search light. But when somebody gets an association of pure Vaishnava, just by the power of that pure Vaishnava, not our merit, nothing our merit, nobody can claim that I deserve to go back to Godhead. No, it's just a mercy. We are just given a rope and we fortunately catch hold the rope and we are trying to struggle on the path of bhakti. So no, our glory is there. So only glory is that we got association. Fortunate enough, we are fortunate enough to receive the association. So by the association of pure devotees only, we can become pure devotee. Otherwise, we are just part of rat race only. Like one time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was mentioning a point that that everyone in this world is in rat race. And even if somebody wins in the rat race, still is a rat only. So in this world, everyone is just struggling for in the mode of passion and ignorance. And even if somebody wins by exhibiting more passion and more ignorance, but actually he is under the modes of passion and ignorance. So that's why we should stick to the path of Sanatan Dharma by accepting the teachings and try to seek as many blessings as possible in various ways. It is favorable. Pandavas were in fighting, so they were at Kurukshetra, and Kurukshetra was a very pious place, and pious place has got effect on people's mind. We are influenced by the pious place, and that's why Dhritarashtra says that I feel that Pandavas will win because influence of the pious place, it is there. When somebody enters a temple, the influence is there. We visited Haridwar in a bus party, our devotees visited, and we could distribute much more books than generally we distribute in marathon. And the prominent reason was that we were at a pious place, and the influence of the place was there, and without much endeavor the books were going. So similarly, if we keep in a place where devotional service is practiced, then actually we are in a comfort zone. It is very easy. And in that easy way, we can go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. I would like to end over here. Hare Krishna. Any comments somebody would like to share? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.